In a world where thousands of nonprofit organizations compete for attention, one book has emerged as a guiding light for those seeking to rise above the noise. Raise Your Voice by Brian Suey isn't just another marketing manual. It's a philosophical roadmap that has transformed how mission-driven organizations communicate their purpose. Since its publication, this work has become required reading in nonprofit leadership programs at universities nationwide and has been embraced by executive directors from organizations large and small. What makes this book particularly powerful is Suey's rejection of traditional corporate branding approaches for nonprofits. Instead, he advocates for something more authentic, finding your organization's true voice through what he calls mission-driven design. Drawing from his 3 decades of experience working with purpose-driven organizations, Suey challenges readers to stop thinking about their causes as brands and start communicating from a place of deeper meaning. The book's principles have helped countless organizations clarify their purpose and connect more meaningfully with supporters who share their values. Every day, meaningful causes struggle to rise above the cultural noise, inspire change, and speak with one unified voice. Organizations representing these causes seek to attract donors, engage communities, and raise awareness about who they are and why they matter. But there's a fundamental problem with how many approach this challenge. Most nonprofits have adopted corporate marketing methods without questioning whether these approaches truly serve their unique purposes. This leads to a critical misunderstanding. A cause, whether ending hunger, fighting cancer, or stopping human trafficking, is not a brand. Viewing causes as brands demeans them, stripping them of meaning and emotional connection. To those experiencing these issues firsthand, their circumstances aren't brands, but deeply meaningful realities. Mission-driven design offers a different path. Rather than focusing on branding, a term that has lost meaning as a catch-all for visual communications, nonprofits should concentrate on identity, personality, and positioning. What truly makes an organization different is the difference it's positioned to make. By focusing on visual language, verbal language, messages, stories, tone of voice, and design language, organizations can build authentic relationships with their audiences. This approach recognizes that while organizations cannot control how they're perceived, they can control their voice. A cause becomes meaningful when the audience says it is, not just because the organization believes it's worthy. The equation combines what the organization thinks, says, and does with what the audience perceives, hears, and experiences. When these align, the organization becomes recognized as the voice of its cause, making the cause more meaningful to followers and society through increased engagement and impact. Clarity is the clear and focused path that bridges a cause with its followers. When an organization finds clarity, it discovers its unique voice and can confidently speak for its cause. This clarity transforms internal culture, energizes staff, guides effective communication plans, and builds affinity, loyalty, and trust with followers. Achieving clarity begins with understanding the fundamental components of any meaningful cause: purpose, why the organization exists; mission and vision, how and what you'll achieve; goals and outcomes, specific accomplishments; strategy, tactics to achieve goals. These components must be woven together by a thread that aligns internal voice with external listeners. When board members and executive staff align on these elements, they create a powerful combination that enables the organization to speak with one voice. Purpose gives meaning to your mission and puts your vision into action. It's found in the deeply held beliefs and higher calling that inspire your organization's existence. While your mission statement describes what you do, your purpose explains why it matters. When your audience understands your purpose, they connect it with your cause. Purpose helps your organization stay focused, saying no to distractions and yes to opportunities aligned with your vision. Consider the story of a young couple who formed a philanthropic foundation in memory of their son who lost his battle with cancer. Despite having the basics in place, a name, board of directors, 501c3 application pending, they recognized they needed clarity to effectively communicate their cause. When faced with the challenge of hospital parking costs for families, one board member boldly declared, "We'll raise enough money to buy a parking garage." This small group understood that their cause extended beyond one child's memory to helping all families maintain normalcy during difficult cancer treatments. This example illustrates how clarity of purpose creates focus and inspires action. The foundation wasn't just about memorializing their son. It was about addressing a specific need they had experienced firsthand during their son's treatment. By clarifying this purpose, they could communicate more effectively and inspire others to join their cause. You can articulate your purpose by completing statements like, "Our organization is the X on behalf of the cause. We are on a mission to do Y, and we work to achieve Z." Finding clarity means being purpose-driven, mission-focused, and articulate in communication. It provides the framework for an organization to become the unified voice of a cause while sharing many stories. To communicate effectively, organizations must understand where their cause fits within the broader nonprofit landscape and how it appeals to different audiences. The Cause Quadrant provides a framework for this understanding, helping organizations identify whether their cause appeals primarily to the heart, the mind, or some combination of both. The quadrant model adapts the National Taxonomy of Exempt Entities, NTE classification system, into a visual framework. The top half includes entities directly impacting people, health, human services, education, the greater good segment. The bottom half represents entities influencing culture and special interests, animals, environment, arts, the cultural good segment. Horizontally, causes on the left appeal primarily to hearts, while those on the right speak to minds. For example, human services organizations typically fall in the top left quadrant, appealing to the heart through compassion and empathy. Educational institutions might occupy the top right quadrant, speaking to the mind through knowledge and learning. Arts organizations appeal to those passionate about beauty and creativity in the bottom left quadrant, while professional associations represent rational, cultural good choices in the bottom right. Understanding your position within this framework helps determine the appropriate balance of emotional and rational appeals in your communications. Some causes naturally appeal more to the heart, while others speak first to the mind. The most powerful communications combine both approaches, pathos, emotion, and logos, rationality, to build ethos, credibility. This understanding becomes particularly important when communicating intangible impacts. Intangible causes require data-driven messaging with rational appeals, while tangible causes can leverage emotional appeals supported by data. Fundraising increasingly addresses issues rather than simply funding programs. Fighting hunger resonates more than supporting a food bank. Beyond understanding audience motivations, organizations must recognize how to move supporters through the engagement continuum. 1. Attract. Introduce people to your organization. 2. Inform. Educate them about your cause. 3. Inspire. Move them emotionally with your stories. 4. Engage. Involve them in meaningful ways. 5. Steward. Nurture ongoing relationships. As organizations mature, marketing should decrease while relationship building increases. Marketing becomes tactical for promoting events and attracting supporters, while communication sustains long-term relationships. Organizations that focus solely on attraction create unstable cultures where staff constantly react to urgent priorities rather than executing strategic plans. Event-driven outreach leads to deadline chasing instead of sustainable communications. The engagement continuum's ultimate goal is developing ambassadors who enthusiastically support your cause through a process that nurtures affinity and creates engagement. When individuals move through the continuum, touch points become more personal, transforming strangers into community members and ultimately believers who support causes sacrificially without being asked. Your organization's personality is what makes it likable, just as your personal likability stems from individual traits. A nonprofit's personality comprises four key elements that serve as filters for all communications: purpose, character, culture, and voice. Purpose gives meaning to your mission and puts your vision into action. It's found in the deeply held beliefs and higher calling that inspire your organization's existence. While your mission statement describes what you do, your purpose explains why it matters. When your audience understands your purpose, they connect it with your cause. Purpose helps your organization stay focused, saying no to distractions and yes to opportunities aligned with your vision. Character emerges from the values guiding your organization's behavior, based on its beliefs and purpose. These values create trust, inspire confidence, motivate action, and give credibility. Simply put, your organization's purpose plus its guiding values equals its character. Key questions to consider include: what motivates your mission achievement? What you stand for? What qualities best represent your cause? And which values matter most to your organization? Culture is character in daily practice, how an organization behaves and communicates its beliefs and values. It's revealed in how leadership treats staff, volunteers, and supporters, and in every aspect of fulfilling the organization's purpose. A truly purpose-driven culture stays guided by mission, behaves consistently with its character, and remains focused on the cause while avoiding distractions. Organizations should examine whether their culture reflects their mission and character, maintains transparency, creates positive audience experiences, and effectively balances appeals to both heart and mind. Your voice is how you express your personality through both visual and verbal communication. It encompasses your tone, language choices, visual identity, and storytelling approach. Your audience chooses causes whose purpose, character, and culture align with their personal values. They seek organizations with meaningful purpose they can connect with, trustworthy character, and a culture where they feel they belong. Finding your voice means understanding your audience's language, whether aspirational, heart-focused, or informational, data-focused, and combining powerful stories with effective visual elements. When these four elements align properly, they ensure that your cause's voice, stories, and audience perceptions work together cohesively. This alignment creates trust, the essential foundation for any relationship between an organization and its supporters. The Cause Manifesto provides 12 principles that serve as both the foundation of mission-driven design and as resolutions for improving nonprofit communications. These timeless principles align how an organization communicates its values through purpose, character, culture, and unique voice. The strategic principles focus on purpose in action. Being strategic means creating and following a roadmap aligning communications with strategic plan goals. Without strategy, mission lacks focus. Without focus, there is no clarity. Without clarity, communicating outcomes becomes difficult. Being focused means concentrating communication on one cause, mission, and purpose shared with one voice. Many organizations fail to create messaging that resonates with their target audiences, instead focusing on what they want to say rather than what audiences need to hear. Being meaningful ensures values and actions align with what motivates followers to believe in your cause. Supporters choose causes that align with their personal values. Understanding these motivations and speaking to them with one voice effectively engages donors. The inspirational principles reveal character. Being insightful means embracing data to share greater understanding of outcomes and cause. Data can be your ally in telling your story in irrefutable ways and demonstrating the results of your work. Both qualitative data, feedback, observations, and quantitative data, statistics, budgets, matter in telling your story. Being inspiring means sharing stories that speak to the mind and appeal to the heart, revealing how the cause inspires action. Words inspire us through their design and delivery. The right words at the right time give meaning to those with an affinity for your cause. Being engaging means listening as often as you speak to learn what the community and stakeholders expect. True engagement means creating conversations where you listen as much as you speak. Instead of just sharing accomplishments, ask your audience what they think and expect. The relational principles showcase how culture is experienced. Being social means acting as ambassadors, recognizing every interaction as a relationship-building opportunity. Every stakeholder is a potential ambassador who needs tools to share your story meaningfully. All media is social media, anything that can be shared, from conversations to printed materials. Being grateful means expressing gratitude to supporters, acknowledging their meaningful gifts and difference-making generosity. Gratefulness is a sacred trust because donors choose organizations whose purpose upholds their most important values. When organizations fail to acknowledge gifts or recognize service, they're not just demeaning the donation, but rejecting the donor's values. Being trustworthy means seeking accountability and transparency, acting consistently with values, character, and culture. Trust isn't built through any single activity, but is earned over time through multiple interactions. The trust-building cycle connects your cause to your audience through purpose, character, and culture. The aspirational principles project your voice. Being positive means choosing words carefully to motivate following, donating, advocating, and believing. Optimism motivates better than pessimism. Stakeholders respond to positive messages with positive actions, leading to deeper engagement. Being powerful means believing your cause is meaningful and capable of changing the world. Power comes from within. Believing your cause will be transformational and create meaningful change in people's lives. Being courageous means dreaming big and having the courage to adapt to make your vision reality. Leaders need courage to step beyond their comfort zones and make meaningful change. Courage means boldly sharing your purpose with the world, believing your mission is the most important thing, and seeing beyond the horizon. These principles aren't just theoretical concepts, they're practical guides for daily communication decisions. When organizations embrace these principles, they transform how they connect with their audiences, building stronger relationships and greater impact for their causes. Trust isn't built through any single activity, but is earned over time through multiple interactions. The trust-building cycle connects your cause to your audience through purpose, character, and culture. Trust is earned when audiences experience alignment between an organization's culture, character, and voice. Transparency in leadership builds trust through actions that match words. When an organization claims transparency but acts differently, trust erodes. Board members must be primary ambassadors who understand and support the mission. Executive leadership needs to be visible and approachable, becoming the trusted face of the cause. Clarity in communication also builds trust. Your communications must reflect your true nature, like a label accurately describing what's in the bottle. Your website, collateral, images, and words create perception and must be current, relevant, and truthful. When an organization makes communications choices from mission-driven design, unifying purpose, culture, character, and voice, clarity emerges. Consistency across touchpoints is essential, as every interaction creates perceptions that either build or diminish trust. There must be continuity across all touchpoints to create credibility and inspire belief in your organization. Volunteer experiences must reflect the organization's culture and values. How you communicate with volunteers demonstrates your respect for their time. Expressing gratitude is essential to building trust. Every gift must be acknowledged appropriately to its size. Notes for smaller gifts, personal calls for larger ones, naming opportunities for transformational donations. The key is understanding why supporters give by asking about their motivations rather than assuming. Being grateful is a principle that recognizes donations are meaningful to the giver, regardless of size or convenience to the organization. It's about honoring how the donor feels about giving, not just the gift itself. Gratefulness should be embedded as a cultural practice throughout the organization, acknowledging that supporters' contributions make a real difference to the cause. The true gift given is the supporter's trust. Money, services, or time are merely evidence of that commitment. Fundraising relationships transform when organizations realize they're asking donors to trust them to manage investments for measurable impact. The trust a supporter gives is ultimately more important than the accompanying donation. Many nonprofits focus heavily on marketing tactics without strategic communication planning. Board marketing committees often ask the wrong questions, pursuing tactical solutions before defining actual problems. Instead of asking, "How do we reach more donors?" or "We need social media," committees should first define specific problems. Which donor groups are underperforming? Or which social platform best serves our audience? The mission-driven design perspective requires a shift from marketing to relationship building. While marketing tends to be one-way and transactional, relationship building creates meaningful long-term connections through conversations and interactions. This represents a crucial shift in thinking, especially for board members from corporate backgrounds. Instead of sales language and value propositions, nonprofit communication should emphasize outreach, engagement, relationships, and impact. As organizations mature, marketing should decrease while relationship building increases. Marketing becomes tactical for promoting events and attracting supporters, while communication sustains long-term relationships. Organizations that focus solely on attraction create unstable cultures where staff constantly react to urgent priorities rather than executing strategic plans. Event-driven outreach leads to deadline chasing instead of sustainable communications. Many nonprofits resist change, clinging to familiar practices with the justification, "We've always done it that way." This resistance often manifests as founder syndrome, which occurs when leaders don't adapt management or governance as organizations evolve. The original vision and leadership style that launched the organization may become limiting as it grows and faces new challenges. Without strategic communication planning and mission-driven design leadership, nonprofits often inappropriately apply private sector principles to the nonprofit world. Many organizations fear that investing in design and communication seems wasteful, but this thinking must be challenged. How can you create impact without effectively communicating your mission and raising funds and awareness? It takes courage for boards to fund communications properly and for grant makers to understand its vital role. While corporations invest significantly in marketing, nonprofits typically spend less than 1% of their budgets on communication, yet expect disproportionate returns. Boards and funders often view design and communication as overhead expenses rather than program-related investments, and nonprofits hesitate to include these costs in funding requests. Organizations often become comfortable with familiar practices even when they're no longer effective. This comfort creates resistance to new approaches that might better serve the mission. Breaking free from "we've always done it that way" thinking requires leadership willing to question assumptions and try new approaches. Fortunately, some forward-thinking funders, donors, and boards recognize that better design and communication lead to more sustainable nonprofits, seeing these as investments rather than expenses. Some grantmakers even fund design and communication initiatives to help nonprofits become self-sustaining. True courage means acknowledging it's not about us, it's about the cause and those we serve. It requires facing the unknown, having difficult conversations, and overcoming fears. Those who dream big dreams see beyond the horizon and plan for a future reality. Courage also means being willing to make mistakes and learn from them. Innovation rarely happens without some missteps along the way. Fortunately, some forward-thinking funders, donors, and boards recognize that better design and communication lead to more sustainable nonprofits, seeing these as investments rather than expenses. Some grant makers even fund design and communication initiatives to help nonprofits become self-sustaining. True courage means acknowledging it's not about us, it's about the cause and those we serve. It requires facing the unknown, having difficult conversations, and overcoming fears. Those who dream big dreams see beyond the horizon and plan for a future reality. Courage also means being willing to make mistakes and learn from them. Innovation rarely happens without some missteps along the way. Mission-driven design recognizes that words are just part of the story, requiring thoughtful selection of images, infographics, typefaces, videos, and signature colors to create a complete communication system. This approach aligns communications with an organization's purpose and mission, why it exists, and what it aims to achieve. This framework encompasses all touch points along the engagement continuum to attract, inform, and inspire audiences. It builds relationships by telling compelling stories about your cause while nurturing trust in your organization, ultimately enabling you to share messages with one voice that connects your mission with your audience meaningfully. Finding your voice means understanding your audience's language and combining powerful stories with effective visual elements. Through mission-driven design, you can discover your voice and learn to speak your audience's language. This means effectively communicating who you are, what you do, why it matters, and your measurable impact. Your audience's language may be aspirational, emotional words that show how you change lives, or informational, data demonstrating concrete results, often requiring both rational and emotional elements. Messages must be wrapped in stories that create mental images enhanced by visual elements like typography, color, and imagery. Many nonprofits mistakenly focus on branding to project power, commissioning new visual identities without researching audience perceptions. This approach treats branding like the original context-searing marks on livestock, rather than understanding that stakeholders, not organizations, determine perceptions. A mere facelift rarely creates meaningful change when deeper organizational issues remain unaddressed. Mission-driven design differs from traditional branding approaches in several key ways. It starts with purpose rather than visual identity. It focuses on relationship building rather than marketing. It emphasizes authenticity rather than positioning. And it measures success by impact rather than awareness. Organizations that embrace mission-driven design create communications that feel authentic because they flow naturally from the organization's purpose, character, culture, and voice. Rather than adopting corporate marketing approaches that may feel disconnected from nonprofit values, mission-driven design creates communications that resonate with both internal and external stakeholders. Effective nonprofit communication requires both emotional appeals that touch hearts and rational appeals that convince minds. The most powerful stories combine both elements, creating connections that inspire action while providing evidence of impact. Stories are the vehicles that carry your message to your audience. They create mental images that help people understand your cause in personal ways. When crafted well, stories can transform abstract concepts into tangible realities that move people to action. They help supporters see themselves as part of your mission, creating emotional connections that mere facts cannot achieve. However, stories alone aren't enough. Today's donors and supporters want evidence that their contributions make a difference. They need data that demonstrates your organization's effectiveness and efficiency. This means sharing both qualitative data, testimonials, observations, feedback, and quantitative data, statistics, budgets, outcomes, in ways that support your narrative. The most effective communications find the right balance between stories and data based on where your cause fits in the cause quadrant, what stage of the engagement continuum you're addressing, and your audience's preferences and expectations. Organizations serving human needs might lead with emotional stories supported by data, while educational or research-focused organizations might lead with data illustrated by stories. The key is understanding your audience and crafting communications that speak their language. Visual storytelling adds another powerful dimension. Images, videos, infographics, and design elements can communicate your message in ways words alone cannot. They can create immediate emotional connections, simplify complex data, and reinforce your organization's personality. When storytelling combines emotional appeal, rational evidence, and visual impact, it creates communications that not only inform, but transform. It moves people from awareness to action, from interest to involvement, from casual support to committed advocacy. Today's nonprofits must navigate an increasingly complex digital landscape. Websites, social media, email, and other digital channels offer unprecedented opportunities to connect with supporters, but they also present challenges in maintaining a consistent voice across platforms. Your website serves as your organization's digital home base, often the first place potential supporters visit to learn about your cause. It must clearly communicate your purpose, demonstrate your impact, and provide pathways for engagement. A well-designed website reflects your organization's personality while making information easily accessible to visitors with different interests and needs. Social media platforms allow for more immediate and interactive connections with supporters. Each platform has its own culture and communication style, requiring organizations to adapt their voice while maintaining consistency in their message. Rather than trying to maintain a presence on every platform, organizations should focus on those where their target audiences are most active. Email remains one of the most effective digital communication tools, allowing for more personalized and direct communication with supporters. Strategic email campaigns can nurture relationships through the engagement continuum, providing different content based on supporters' interests and involvement levels. Across all digital platforms, several principles apply. Be authentic by ensuring digital communications reflect your organization's true personality. Be consistent by maintaining visual and verbal consistency across platforms. Be responsive by treating digital communication as a conversation, not a monologue. Be strategic by choosing platforms and content based on goals and audience needs. And be measurable by using analytics to evaluate effectiveness and refine approaches. The digital landscape continues to evolve rapidly, requiring organizations to stay informed about new platforms and changing user behaviors. However, the fundamental principles of effective communication remain constant. Know your audience, speak authentically, tell compelling stories, and build meaningful relationships. Being social means acting as ambassadors, recognizing every interaction as a relationship-building opportunity. Every stakeholder is a potential ambassador who needs tools to share your story meaningfully. All media is social media, anything that can be shared, from conversations to printed materials. In the digital realm, this means providing content that supporters want to share with their networks, extending your reach organically through trusted relationships. Digital communications should follow the same principles as other communications, maintaining consistency with your organization's purpose, character, culture, and voice. While platforms may require different approaches, the underlying message and values should remain consistent. This consistency builds trust and reinforces your organization's identity across all touchpoints. The journey to finding your voice isn't easy. It requires clarity about your purpose, character, culture, and the unique contribution your organization makes to its cause. It demands courage to move beyond comfortable but ineffective practices. It necessitates consistency across all touchpoints to build trust over time. But the rewards are transformative. When an organization finds its authentic voice and speaks with clarity and conviction, it becomes recognized as the voice of its cause. It attracts supporters who share its values and builds meaningful relationships that advance its mission. It creates impact that extends far beyond what it could achieve alone. As you consider your organization's voice, remember that your cause becomes meaningful when your audience says it is, not a moment earlier. When this happens, advocates speak on your behalf, ambassadors represent you, donors and volunteers support you, and believers give sacrificially. This is the power of finding your voice and raising it effectively for your cause. The path forward involves several key steps. Clarify your purpose by going beyond your mission statement to articulate why your organization exists and why that matters. Understand your audience by identifying where your cause fits in the cause quadrant and what language resonates with your supporters. Align your elements by ensuring your purpose, character, culture, and voice work together cohesively. Embrace the principles by applying the Cause Manifesto's 12 principles to your communications. Build relationships by focusing on moving supporters through the engagement continuum. And speak authentically by using your unique voice to tell compelling stories about your cause. Organizations that follow this path discover that their communications become more effective not because they've adopted the latest marketing tactics, but because they found their authentic voice. They speak with clarity and conviction about their cause, connecting meaningfully with those who share their values. Being courageous means dreaming big and having the courage to adapt to make your vision reality. Leaders need courage to step beyond their comfort zones and make meaningful change. Courage means boldly sharing your purpose with the world, believing your mission is the most important thing, and seeing beyond the horizon. It requires facing the unknown, having difficult conversations, and overcoming fears. Those who dream big dreams see beyond the horizon and plan for a future reality. Courage also means being willing to make mistakes and learn from them. Innovation rarely happens without some missteps along the way. In a world filled with noise, the organizations that rise above are those that speak authentically from a place of purpose. They don't just market their causes, they become the trusted voice of those causes, building relationships that create lasting impact. This is the transformative power of raising your voice in a noisy world.